My name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Ross.
And you're listening to a Duckfeed announcement that is due to virus time.
Yeah, we didn't foresee this. And a
no
couple
one
of things.
This.
I mean, several people did many, many months ago.
Many people said, yeah, many months ago. And then people were like, this might happen in like 2015. But we did not. We were not informed.
Right. So whoever invented this thing did not consult us because we would have told them, hey, we have promised to do live shows.
Now is not a good time for us.
No.
I'm not in a position to get a virus right now. I'm not in an emotional position to get a virus.
No.
So we're recording this because, as people already know, 100%, that the Midwest Gaming Classic was canceled. We already announced.
Yeah.
We're not going to that. And yesterday, hot off the presses, we just found out that the Portland Retro Gaming Expo was canceled as well.
That was going to be in August. Honestly, I'm not surprised by that. I think it's the right move. But still, you know, it's one of those things like, ah, shit, a door closed.
Yeah. But Cole.
Yeah.
President Monster says that we have to go back to work.
Ooh.
Because if we don't, the millions of people who die will be nothing compared to the millions of points that the stock market goes down.
Right. I mean, listen, in 15 days, we just need to throw as many old people into the volcano of capitalism as possible.
Yeah. And service industry workers, the old and the poor.
Right, exactly.
You know,
they were going to die anyway.
Well, I mean, in a Sylvia Plath way, he's right, because everyone's going to die.
I meant soon. Me too.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. So we're kind of talking about this as if that won't happen.
Right.
Because, you know, that seems too monstrous to comprehend, the idea that we're just like, yeah, a couple million people, fuck it.
And just because the government says, hey, go back to work, doesn't mean we're going to. I don't know. I would feel an ethical obligation to not have people who I depend on and love gather together in one place. Because, you know, the government can't control whether or not the thing is communicable.
Yes. So in general, and even then, with all of this stuff, it requires, just like PRGE got canceled, it requires planning well in advance.
Yeah.
If these things did get held, the turnout would be not good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's gonna be rough stuff. And, like, just putting it into perspective, like, I don't know, a couple million people die, which is what they predict.
Yeah.
If we just didn't do anything. You know, a few thousand people died on the biggest terrorist attack on United States soil.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why does this not count? I don't know.
Right.
It's sending me. I'm having a really rough time with the perspective.
But both of us are having a fucking time with it, and it's getting into this announcement here. But, like, all of this kind of informs our thinking about this, which is no matter what happens with the official national response, that we have individual agency with this. There are so many factors, like, even honestly in Duckfest. You know, like, there's just logistical concerns that are going to get in the way of all of this, because uncertainty is just a big bucket of ice water that has been thrown on all of our collective boners right now.
Yes. And we, you know, so it's relevant how this is, how our, you know, contrasting our perspective of this with the world's, if the world's changes. And the takeaway for you, listener, the reason why we're doing the announcement is not just the, like, nothing's okay alarm.
Right.
You know, the idea is not just to be like, hey, we're freaking out.
Yeah.
Just in case you didn't know. It is to say that, you know, just in case you don't follow us or listen to us.
Yeah.
The idea is basically to say that, like, for now, barring big changes, we're not going to do any live stuff this year.
Yeah.
You know, we could have done, we wanted to do Duckfest. We were planning on doing, like, October.
Yeah.
That seems like a very long time from now. We just don't know. And it requires run up. Like, Duckfest 1 required,
two months?
Probably about, like, 3 or 4 months. Yeah. Two to 3 months in terms of advanced planning, which would mean playing that in July. I do not have confidence that by July, when we'd start making those plans, things would be okay. And I don't have confidence that venues would even be, like, booking.
Right. Like, I don't know if I set up time to tour venues in Columbus, let's say, or if I got an Airbnb in Cincinnati, if those places would even be open. I think that, you know, as far as the grand scheme of things, concert venues are not necessarily going to be the first thing to wake up when this thing gets better.
No.
Right.
So it sucks.
Yes.
It sucks because we like doing live shows. It's mm-hmm. part of not just something that we like doing, but we consider it an obligation.
Yes.
You know, it is always been part of our Patreon mm-hmm. Structure in terms of milestone goals. It's also something that we like to do because, you know, we want to meet people and people yeah. like to meet us, and it's a nice thing. Mm-hmm. And we like to do that. And this is just not the year for it because of these extenuating circumstances.
Right.
We know that you'll understand. We don't think anyone's just going to be like, no, I demand you show up at this thing that isn't going to be held.
Show up in full hazmat at the Oregon Convention Center.
Yeah, just
Center.
At the site. We're just going to stand outside the Oregon Convention Center.
Yeah, just Eric Andre outside the doors. Let us in! Why yeah, would you let us
exactly.
in?
Exactly. But we're going to do some other stuff instead. We want to talk about that just a little bit. Yeah. Because we alluded to that when Midwest Gaming Classic got canceled. But now that like it seems like we're on a cancellation cascade, we have kind of solidified our plans a little bit. We still don't have dates because they're pretty far out. And we have to check with everybody involved.
Yeah, yeah.
But right now we're planning to do two things as kind of a substitute for that.
Yes. So the first of these is going to happen in early summer, likely sometime in June. Again, we have to talk with the people involved. There's scheduling going on. But we want to hold a weekend long or just a weekend that is like a virtual Duck Fest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which is going to be, like I said, some weekend in June. We don't know what yet because we're going to check with everybody. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be 2 days. So Saturday and Sunday, several hours each day where we're going to do live versions of our shows over Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
With Twitch chat. The idea is that this will kind of not only get the kind of live show energy a little bit, but also we'll have, you know, multiple hosts on deck who will be in chat mm-hmm. and stuff. We'll have cross-pollination with guests, kind of very similar to like Duckfest.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, closer to that than our PRGE mm-hmm. Experiences. And the idea is we're going to get kind of a version of each show. Mm-hmm. And then to kind of simulate the meetup that we do, we'll do a Jackbox that night where everybody who's participating in the day can vie for position or be in the audience or participate mm-hmm. in the general kind of party some atmosphere.
Yes. Yeah. You know, we understand that this is not a complete replacement for Duckfest. That was a tremendous amount of time. People came from all over. My heart breaks because we're not going to be able mm-hmm. to do it. But hopefully it's something.
Yeah, it was really fun. This is just kind of what we can do instead.
Yeah.
The other thing we're going to do a couple months after that mm-hmm. Is the Scrambler bundle.
Yeah.
That we talked about. And that is going to be taking a Google Doc, making a big list of our shows, a big list of hosts on those shows, and having everybody move to the left.
Yeah.
And see what those shows are like for people who, you know, if people don't usually host them.
Yeah.
Just for funzos.
Yeah.
And release that to the people. We want to, you know, give something back. We understand, like, people, you know, have reached out and been like, oh, it's really nice to have the podcast because I'm stuck in my house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it sucks that you're stuck in your house, but we're not going to quit. You know, we're very lucky to have our jobs be a thing we can still do.
Yeah, no, it's, it feels like a duty, you know, that is very yeah. highfalutin talk for it, but we can still do it. And
calling,
people
have, Cole. Calling.
I didn't. So a duty is like to, you know, some other, you know, some force outside you. A calling is to God. I don't think mm-hmm. we're on a mission from God here.
Godcasters? Godcasting?
No, I just, it's good. It's good to know that there are people out there who enjoy the fact that we are still able to do this, you know, who look forward to the stuff coming out, and I don't want to disappoint them. I don't want to let them down.
Yes. Yeah. No. And obviously that is very good to know for many reasons. We are tremendously fucking blessed
yeah.
that we're not like Target greeters right now.
Yes.
And I am not about to like rest on my, you know, you know, blessed be the ones who let their blessings go, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to not just rest on this and be like, yeah, fuck yeah, lucky me. You know, I want to make it easier for people, and I want mm-hmm. to keep doing stuff along those lines. So,
yeah.
You know, we're gonna do these special events as kind of a substitute. We're still gonna be doing Ducks of Fury stuff
mm-hmm.
For the virtual con. We will have some kind of like a sticker button. Kind
yeah,
of swag
yeah.
pack I'll, thing I'll, that we'd usually have at the table.
I'll find a way to make that sterile.
yeah, we'll do it in a clean, standard clean room.
Yeah, no, I'll just like rent a facility at Intel down in Columbus. It's fun.
Exactly. I mean, as far as this is way less communicable than
this is true.
Picking it up from a table, it's just coming from you.
Mm-hmm.
They're one-to-one connections, which generally still happen.
I intended to cough. I intended to cough inside the bubble mailer, but
yeah, just send it in a virus sleeve.
Yeah.
Like some kind of standard issue virus sleeve.
Man, it'll be real dark if anybody gets hurt because we're joking right now, to process this.
Oh. Oh, you mean like from getting a button?
No. I mean, just in general. We're joking about virus stuff right now, but
someone
it's
going
to get worse. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
No, they definitely will. Like, you know, it's happening now. Like, it's not a thing, but it is on the table and it is the truth.
Mm-hmm.
But anywho, so that's what we're going to do. We really appreciate everybody sticking with us. We are going to continue to put out stuff and try to remain entertaining. And we're going to do those special things instead of doing live appearances this year, so nobody gets sick on our account.
Yeah. So for particulars and dates and things like that, watch the usual channels. We will be as communicative as possible without being explicitly, you know, communicative. In an epidemiological sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And June, and then like a couple months after, like June, maybe August.
Yeah.
Or September. Somewhere around there. Oh, this is all a long time, you know, while everything else is still kind of going as well. We have no plans. The nice thing about doing all of our shows, recording all of them remotely,
mm-hmm.
is nothing needs to change as far as our output.
Yeah. No.
Really? You know, we just do everything over Skype.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Easy so, peasy. I mean, I need just, again, watch, you know, keep your ear to the ground, watch the usual spaces, and I don't know any more appropriate way to end this than to say, I hope everybody's doing okay. I hope that if you're in the line of fire, if you're out there working a frontline job and anything, or if you're a medical professional, we wish you the best. You know, I'm scared enough here cloistered in my room. I can't imagine needing to go out and face that. So you're in our thoughts, and everybody else, you know, we just want you to be safe and, you know, try your hardest not to go hollow here.
Yeah. I'll add, two real quick.
Okay.
That, you know, do, stay in.
Yes.
Listen to the things. Like, there's been a lot of like, you know, make sure that you're, I really want to make sure everyone's doing their part.
Yeah, no.
About this, you know, for what's worth, not to have like be the bad cop to Cole's good cop, but just like do your part.
Yeah. And it doesn't matter if you're in a densely populated area or in a sparsely populated area. Guess what? If you are out in a rural area like I am, people are further apart, but also there's less medical capacity.
So the
stakes are higher if somebody does get it.
Yeah. This only works if everybody does their thing.
Yeah.
And it's been frustrating to see people struggle with that. It's also been good to see people take it seriously,
mm-hmm.
you know, but we all have to take it seriously because of course we do,
mm-hmm.
you know, I would ideally, like, I would want this kind of once in a generation thing like this to be a good example and have mm-hmm. us take care of each other and show that we can actually, kind of be a little, you know, heroic, in this and, you know, just don't let somebody else being shitty make you a bad person.
Yeah.
Right. You know, like just because, you know, if you're listening to this and everything, to the best of your ability, try to stop the spread,
mm-hmm.
do your best, try to stay safe, wash your hands, all that jazz. And, just because some other people are just like not doing it, or just because the government says, hey, actually go do this.
Yeah.
If you have a choice, don't.
Right.
you know, if you don't have a choice, we understand jobs.
Yeah.
But
that was one you said you had two.
Oh no, that was the main one. That was the one.
Cool.
Yeah. That just meant, So take care of yourself, take care of each other.
Mm-hmm.
And, and we will, see you every single day as we put out content all the time.
We're here.
We appreciate you and we're here.
Umbasa.
Umbasa.